prayer for. Let us pray.
Yo, this Rich Kid.
It's your man Big Toner.
The legend Adam Bomb.
And we're naturally born strangers.
We love hip hop. You know what it is?
We love hip hop.
And still you gave me love. I wasn't used to that. Because most of the people that gave me love ended up taking it back.
It used to be like 30, you know what I'm saying? And he knew how I looked up to him. He knew how I looked up to him, you know what I'm saying? And like, why would you do that? To somebody who looks up to you, like, you know what I mean?
Take your time, buddy.
We love hip hop.
A monster was born. A monster was born. I wouldn't do that to my worst enemy. I wouldn't wish that on my worst enemy. I mean, like that's it. Especially with somebody who's supposed to be loved.
Yeah.
Why would you do that?
Right.
I put that in one of my songs called Pain. I smoked crack at 14 for the first time. Give it to me by a nigga that I idolize. My love is real. But after that, what I saw in his eyes was a snake. And who I love was just a disguise.
Let's get this shit popping.
PK, what the fuck is up, nigga?
Yo, dogs. I don't know. I don't even know, son. What's up?
Yo, how's the motherfucker?
yeah, but fuck all that. Yo, where that kid at that you was telling me about?
What song is that?
Make this left.
Is that DM?
Yo, hold up. Ain't that money right there? Right there with the hoodie.
That's that motherfucker right there, yo.
Give me that thing.
Yo, hey,
take this. Right up against him.
Hurry up, nigga, pull up.
Right here, get out.
Yeah, what's up, motherfucker? You fucking with a Rough Rider, huh? Got your ass now.
Oh, shit, what, nigga?
Let's get this shit started.
Damn, yo. Oh, shit, yo, son, let me take you to the hospital.
I'll rob it still with you. Dog, nigga, what? Ride to the top. On to the sun. Big black blood. Where's my dog? There's my dog. I'll rob it still with you. Dog, nigga, what? Ride to the top. On to the sun. Big black blood. Where's my dog?
Who I am is who I'll be until I die. Either accept it or don't fuck with it. If you gon' be dog, then you stuck with it. Let me go my way, but walk with me. See what I see, watch me, then talk with me. Share my pain, make it a little easier to deal with. But despite all the fame, you, I'ma keep it real with you. Rob and steal with
you. Dog, nigga, what? Ride till we die. DMX, Illuminati. Is y'all mother ready for the rough ride? I'm understood, my decision is good. To see what I'm able to see, cause my vision is good. It's like I see through the eyes of a wise old man. So I chill, knowing I can kill this guy's old man. To be thought dumb and remain silent, then to open your mouth and remove all doctrines that became violent. See, I'm gonna give it to you straight so you don't ask anymore. You don't really want what you're asking me for. It's a war. When it's on, it's on. I'm wrong till I'm gone, and I ain't got long. But while I'm here, it's gonna burn. Pete, how I finish money, get that? It's gonna learn. Let's get it on.
You don't give a what, we don't give a what.
Get it on the floor, get it on the floor. Get it on the floor, get it on the floor.
You don't want a party, then your ass gotta go. You don't
want
a party, then your ass gotta go. Dress motherfucker, bounce dress motherfucker, freak dress motherfucker.
Let's get it on.
Get it on the floor, get it on the floor. Get it on the floor, get it on the floor.
Once again, it's the darker nigga. And it's darker nigga. Partner nigga. But the dog is bigger, under stress. So unless you want to get blessed to the chest. The slugs from the split for West. Best.
These damn black rocks.
Jesus. So we are Buck. This is the world's most smoked out podcast. We love hip hop. I'm your host with the most toast, Friday Ricky Dread, aka Media Rick, aka Drippy Ricky, and across the table from me.
Oh, it's me, PK Herc. I thought you pointed to Guts.
But yeah, it's me, PK Herc. You done know. I'm here. Smokey the Bear, Paul Bunyan. Hey. You know what I mean? Lipsy Muscle.
Ooh.
You know?
Yeah. Is that a new one?
I never heard that one before.
That's old, bro. That's because I miss the gym right now. You understand what I'm saying? Yeah, man. Big up yourself, Toronto. We Love Hip Hop fans, members, all that good shit. Big up the usual suspects. Spoiled Smokers Collective, Free People Association, Smoke, Kirstar Studio.
Gang.
Six Views Uncut.
Uncut.
Zay Link. Fucking Friday. Empress, Raheel. You know what I'm saying? My boy Guts here just celebrated a 1-year anniversary.
Hey, so it's big up my anniversary. Guts
and big up Sav, you understand?
Hey, she the was ghost. There,
the ghost in the room. So I have to big her up too, because without her, there is none of this with Guts. But we digress, and we're on to episode what?
43. Well, 43. 44.
Blood clad, the man, I'm in Dirty Harry. 40. You feeling lucky, punk? With the 44? You feeling lucky, punk?
You feeling lucky?
Right? That's what Gutsy's on right now. 44. He's on his Dirty Hairy shit. Right? So, dirty Harry, big Guts. Up Gutsy on the Six Views Uncut. 44th episode coming up. You understand what I'm saying? Whoa.
Is it episode 44? Sorry. Is it coming up? 44? Okay, just making sure.
I'm watching. Gang over here scroll his joint like, yo, bro, it's a rough time watching this guy roll a spliff. But yo, big up yourself, Toronto, episode 219. Let's get it going. I hope I didn't forget nobody. Oh, Foreign Speed. Big up Foreign Speed when we get Mikara done. You understand?
Same. Gutsy Gut, what you saying, nigga?
Really quick, Gucci, can you get that for me? Downstairs? Huh? Can you get that for me downstairs? Okay, thank you. And yeah, you already know it's your boy Gutsy Guts, Viral G, Ginobili G in the building.
Goonie Guts.
Goonie Guts somewhere. He's coming back soon, apparently. He went OT for a bit. But yeah, you already know Mr. Six Views Uncut. Thank you everybody for the 1-year anniversary. What is it? Thank yous and wishes, all that good stuff.
Well wishing.
Yeah, man, I really appreciate that. Episode with Rafe Nora out now. Keep running up all the episodes. Thank you again to everybody that supported me. Again, Savvy the Ghost on Friday and Hurt giving me the opportunity, like always. I always got to say thank you to you guys, you know what I'm saying? Give you guys your flowers while you're here.
Man can smell them, you know?
Yeah, we definitely can and smoke them. But yeah, also
I prefer my flowers to be smoked.
Well, no. Zaylinks, episode 18. With Jordan, super dope. Go watch that. Listen you to that. Take that in.
Pimping before pimping.
The man said, pimping ain't in you, it's on you.
Yeah, I know he's scotching, bro. I know. Listen, like I said on that comment on the post, one thing my mama told me, don't ever get arrested for living off the veils or pimping. I will disown you. I said, all right, cool. I can dig it.
Why? Why did she say that? What's wrong with that?
Because she's scotching and she's seen firsthand pimping. She knows what pimping is.
That real pimping.
She knows what pimping is. I don't think there's any pimps on my family tree, but who goddamn knows? I don't know.
Probably is.
All I'm saying is, yeah, mom's was like, nah, nigga, I ain't having, you could kill somebody. Basically is what I got from that. You understand what I'm saying? But don't.
Catch a body. Just don't sell one.
Don't sell no. Like, I know it's backwards.
You
know,
that's the name of this. Catch a body. Don't sell one.
Nah, that can't be the title because these kids are going to take it too literal.
True.
We don't want nobody catching a body off of a title of our show.
We love hip hop going grimy now. They're with the man them again.
Defending that. Okay, I knew I was right.
Nobody.
They're unprofessional again. Let's rock with them. Post this now.
Bodies. We don't want no shootings in the name of We Love Hip Hop.
But again, shout out to Zaylinks, episode 80. Make sure you guys check that out. Also, to all the listeners, if you've listened to this on any any audio platform, iTunes, Spotify, whatever, big up yourself, because like, you guys are the real, real true fans that can actually listen to this. You don't have to actually see us. Big you guys up.
You guys scare me.
That boy pardon.
Why?
Because those are the ones that recognize you by your voice.
Yo, PK!
They could just hear you walking. Yeah. Be like, wait a minute.
Hold on, yo. That's PK. That's Gutsy. That's Fright. Yo, gang!
Yep. The AirPod warriors, bro.
Right? That's the last thing I need.
Really quick, before we digress to Gucci, what did you guys do on your 1-year anniversary?
Fuck. That was just a long time ago.
We had a live podcast. No. Was it a live podcast for our 1 year? No.
Holy shit, that was February 2018. What the hell did we do?
We bigged up Sheether, I know that much.
Yeah, that's
that's the inevitable.
Mm-hmm. Where were we?
Fuck, that's a good question.
We were here. I know
No, I think we might have been at Boroughheads.
We were still at Boroughheads?
I think so. Because look, remember, we went, okay, so hold on, think about it like this. Episode 1, mm-hmm. Vapor Central.
Yep.
Episode 2, 3, at Lit Lounge.
Oh, yeah, Lit Lounge. No.
No, episode 2.
Paradise.
Paradise?
Yeah, because remember, we did episode 3 with...
Oh, yeah, with T-Major. That's right, he made the beat. He made the intro mm-hmm. beat. So, Paradise, Planet Paradise mm-hmm. for one episode. Then we did... Kennington Market mm-hmm. for, I think, one or two.
Hot Box Cafe.
One or two we did there.
Yeah,
and then we moved to Boreheads.
And we stayed up to episode 4.
I don't even think we celebrated a first year anniversary like it was like, it was just like a 1 year anniversary. I don't think we celebrated like, yo, 1 year potting, yada, da, da. I think we just improved over the year and this Sav came in, I think, after the 1 year mark, mm-hmm. right? So that's when JL and Flippin, what's it called, was still involved, mm-hmm. right? So, yeah. So I don't think we did much for our 1 year anniversary, per se.
We did something for our 100th episode.
Yeah, 100th episode, yeah.
Yeah.
So I shouldn't do anything for my 50th. Oh, by the way, I'm out of here by the 50th, eh? I'm taking my vacation on the 50th. So, yeah, I keep on saying it. Watch. Don't be expecting any 6 views after the 50th, eh?
Whoa.
Me and Freddie got to get that contract ready. Yeah, I'm saying that's behind the scenes stuff.
The man's retiring, 44 man. Episodes in. The man's talking about retirement.
Retiring after 50,
who are
fam.
You, Jay-Z?
Yeah, fam. I'm retiring after 50.
Huh? The Black
here.
Album.
I'm out of here.
Encore. Fade to Black, eh? 50 episodes. So get your countdown ready, people. There's only six episodes left, eh?
If you can't accept that, your whole perspective is whack. Don't do this, fam.
Can I get an encore?
What the hell are you waiting for? I was thinking more of a singer.
I think that's what's coming after the 50th day. He's dropping an album, eh?
The single might have to drop, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, hold on. You can use the gutsy in the chorus.
Single might have to drop, fam. But yeah, man. Yeah, I'm saying shout out to everybody. I know a big shout out, but yeah. I digress to my co-host.
Hey. Woo! So you get title now.
Gang.
Title. Jeez.
It's your boy, you know, Gucci. Yo, shout out to the supporters, man. Oh my gosh. I see the comments, man. It's unreal. I see what's going on. You guys are showing me mad love. You're showing the whole team mad love. Yo, shout out to the gang.
Gang.
That's the team. Shout out to the supporters. Once again, you guys are gang. So, you know. I'm here, you know what I mean? It's your boy Gucci. You already know.
Oh, you're ready for us to do it. Gag. Yo, have you seen the growth in Gucci? We were talking about that over the weekend.
The growth? Of course.
No homo. But like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
the man was quiet before.
Yeah.
To the point where the man was falling asleep. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? But as shit progressed. Yo, I'm being honest. Thanks. As shit progressed, like Gucci got more involved. Once he realized the fans were feeling Gucci, they were feeling the gang, they were feeling the kid. Yo, the man's shell opened up and exposed a big dirty pearl. Yeah. You understand what I'm saying?
Who's the Trini guy on the show? Trini?
First it was the gal them. First it was like, who's the Douglas guy? They're not rocking with me. But then when the gal them started rocking, yo, who's that guy?
Yeah.
Yo, my cousin. Oh, Gucci. Oh, he's so cutie. Oh, yeah. Yo. Trust me, yo, the gal them watch for Gucci, yo.
Gal trying to chop me on the
beat. You see? The man just opened up the oyster shell, the pearl just opened up, and then you see the nice big shiny pearl.
Should I spice it a little bit more?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? There's a female that asked me for an interview, right? She was like, I'm just curious. Is Gucci gonna be there?
Okay, now he's cat.
Now he's cap. The man said, now you're capping.
Oh, man.
The man said, you're capping.
Yeah, man. Oh, fuck. You got any more shout outs, Gucci?
I'm actually done. But now I'm just saying, like, yo, I'm just happy to see everybody rocking with the whole movement and, like, rocking with me, you know what I mean? Hey, so I just like that. Like, big you guys up. Dino Gucci. gang.
No sound effect there.
Yo, look, the growth is so real. The niggas got his own camera now. We got a Gucci cam. Hey. Oh, we got a Gucci cam for the girl that like, so, man, take, yo, Gucci cam. It came a long way, my G.
Send him a DM, Gucci all underscores a 416. Oh, man.
Trying to get Gucci canceled already? What's wrong with you?
Nah, it's all right. It's all right with me.
Accepting all titty pics. Shout out to all the people out
there. That's how it starts.
You know what I'm saying? All the people out there in their cubicles, cubicle gang. All the people in the warehouses. All the people at all the other work sites and stuff, the 9-to-5 gang. Shout out to all the listeners, you know what I'm saying, AirPod warriors out there, the people who are listening on SoundCloud, Spotify, iTunes, Stitcher, all listening platforms. Shout out to all the people also who are subscribed, you know what I'm saying? If you're not subscribed, you're fucking playing yourself. Facts. But subscribe, you know what I'm saying? Hit that
Here's
subscription.
Here's a quarter. Put it in your ass. You played yourself.
You know? Hit that subscribe as well as the share, like, you know what I mean? Share, tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend.
Oh, the best advertisement, word of mouth.
We doing acting over here. But I got one quick news story I want to get to.
Before you get to that news story, let me ask you a question.
Yes, sir.
You wear AirPods?
Sometimes.
Do you wear both or one?
No, not the cordless ones. I had some fakies that just didn't work out.
Okay, but what I'm saying, do you wear, like, if you did, would you wear one or both?
I'd wear both.
Okay. Because... I don't know if I should be saying this. No, actually, I'm going to keep it to myself.
Yeah.
Behind the scenes.
Yeah, I'll keep it to myself.
Really quick, too, Friday, that hoodie that you're rocking.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's a fire hoodie still. Yeah.
Hustlers.
Big shout to Six Cole, you know what I'm saying? They hit us up with a care package here. Hit them up on their Instagram, Six Cole Apparel. That's S-I-X-C-O Apparel. Nice.
Show the card, no?
And you know what I'm saying? Hit them up on their website, sixcoapparel.com. You know what I'm saying? Got me all swagged out here. T-shirts, all type of thing.
Yeah, pass one of those bags over there, Gucci. So if we could just show how the package comes, you know? Proper thing.
The man like, the package nice.
So proper thing. Right. Hustle. You understand? Seal up in a proper thing. You can't reuse this bag, you know?
Proper thing. Wrap up in a plastic.
Reuse this bag, you know?
You know what I'm saying? So yeah, man. Salute to them, man. You know what I'm saying? And if y'all want to send some apparel to us, send on, you know what I mean?
Send us a DM, a drip.
Or send us an email at welovehiphoptoronto@gmail.com.
Yeah, Gutsy needs some summer drip.
This guy keeps on saying it, but we're going to have to call him Free Drip Guts just now. You know what I'm saying?
Get drip. Gets drip.
I was playing some tunes at the beginning of the show for our man, Dark Man X. You know what I'm saying? AKA DMX. He's in hospital still. Family sources say that he may be taken off of life support sometime this week.
Right? Wasn't there mixed reports already saying that he was already like breathing on his own or some shit? Or
that's all cap.
Brain dead. Cap. Yeah, his manager supposedly made that up or some shit.
All fucking bullshit. But he's been in the same condition since he went to
for
hospital.
Sure. Honestly, I think they don't want to announce it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, they said he lost oxygen to the brain, so he already is suffering brain damage, even if, like, he pulls through.
At this point, yeah, but, you know, like, there's miracles that happen, you know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like, I know a living miracle, you know what I'm saying? A little boy, my brethren's son, he's a living miracle, mm-hmm. You understand what I'm saying? But, no, but yeah, that's no joke. Speedy recovery to DMX. See the Rough Riders pulled up to the hospital.
They
pulled up, and then I seen a caption where they're like, I don't know if this guy's just trying to get clickbait on YouTube or whatever, celebrity, whatever it's called. The man flipping is saying basically they pulled up to protect him from crack dealers that are trying to kill him.
What?
Yeah,
that's capping.
Right, I know. That's like the caption, like, you know what I'm saying? That's why I'm like, what? Like,
yeah,
you
man.
Know what I mean?
It's super sad, man. Like,
it is.
Because a lot of people, I know we get on, like, Toronto's gotten on X's back. We talked about it on Six Views Uncut, right? Mm-hmm. Like, you know.
We talked about it on this show, too.
Yeah, but, like, remember when he did the drink champs?
Yeah, right? When he went out. But we were.
Well, no, we didn't talk that much about the drink champs. We were talking about when he was filming here and his escapades in the park.
No, I think we did talk about it too, though. Mm. I remember just recently when he was on Jig Champs and he was talking about...
Yeah, he got set up to smoke dope.
No, not that one. When he said Toronto niggas, Toronto niggas is dumb.
Yeah.
So, like, my whole thing was what we spoke about this weekend was the fact that, like, everybody in Toronto just switched up because I seen a lot of people that are like, yeah, fuck that crackhead, da-da-da-da-da. Now it was just like, yo, man, I hope he's good and da-da-da-da-da. Not to diss X or anything. I just want Toronto. You know,
no, but yeah, the same energy. It's true though, because yo, like when he was there, but he was in a bad place when he was in Toronto. Mm. So you know what? Maybe us being dumb was good for him. You understand what I'm saying? Because if we really got some real, like, I'm not saying the niggas that we're doing weren't smart. That's the last thing I'm saying.
Yeah.
But for him to say that we're dumb, something that had to happen, probably being robbed or whatever, that made him say, you know what? Fuck this. I ain't going back over there. You just lost yourself $1 million custody. You understand what I'm saying? That's probably why he's saying Toronto niggas is dumb. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But, like, yeah, if I had DMX on my phone and if I had Rob Ford on my phone, man would have retired, boom. Two customers I deal with every day. And that's it.
There's a thing that they were playing. I remember I was watching Ak on Live, right? Because he started smoking before he got into the rap game.
Well, he said he got set up.
Yeah.
Someone who big, one of his OGs, zooked him, basically.
Exactly.
You understand what I'm saying? Like, it's so fucked up because I told a story like that where I think I told that same time where one time one of my OGs on the block was smoking a blunt. I rolled up on him like, yo, big dude, let me get two off of that. The man said, yo, homie, you don't want this one.
Yeah.
You don't want this one. And you know what? You're right, big dog. Yeah. I appreciate that. You know what I mean? But and I could have pressed the issue and the man could be like, all right, you know what? Mm-hmm. Here, little nigga. Yeah. And then who knows what could have happened.
You'd be surprised how common that is too, because
right, exactly.
Kendrick, it happened to Kendrick too. Kendrick talks about it all the times in his rap, like the first time he ever smoked weed.
Imagine falling from the mouth, first time you smoked a blunt.
Yeah, so it's like that. It's sad, especially fam. I wouldn't even say it's like over there, because just everywhere. Like Herc said, it's everywhere.
It's everywhere, fam. And like he played it. I'll play it right now. Right? It's sad, fam, because it's like
he broke down into
DMX
tears.
Recalls being tricked into smoking. This is the jazz.
Bro, he broke now, down. DMX he was has struggled down. With substance.
Introduced him to. He was in Young. He said he tour would even
oh,
do
man,
that.
Oh man, they don't have the fucking audio for it. Jesus Christ, holy. Yeah, but the man started breaking down. He's like, "Why would you do that to a child?
Someone that looked up to you."
Yeah, like come the fuck on, man. Like I. You know, like, there's many people who find different ways of they're getting down that dark path.
Yeah.
But, like, the way he started, I'm like, and I read that in his book long, long time ago.
Monster
like,
was created then. That's like, when Dark Man X was
fuck,
born.
Bro, like, why would you do that to a kid, fam? You're a fucking evil man when you do that type of shit.
You know
bro.
What the man's problem, the man who did it to him was? He wanted him to work, get him out there on the strip, get him into the underground, make him Dark Man X.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying? You know, DMX didn't know the plan that the man had for him. But he knew the plan he had for him. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah. And he made some serious emotional music. Like, now that, like, and it sucks that, like, he has to be going through this sometimes to go back and start listening to man's tunes, right? But, like, I'm there listening to man's tunes when I was driving the other day, and I'm like,
yo, the man was a hard worker. Serious. Well, I want to say was. He, hard work. Dropping two CDs in 1 year.
Yeah.
Right?
But, and like, then, the level of the music all is of super shit. Emotional.
And then
fam.
When he went, yo, when he started rapping about gospel stuff, like praising the Lord in his music and being trying to be saved, and you understand what I'm saying? Like, yo, he has some powerful music. Very powerful.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying? He also has a dark side.
Yeah. Like, how many of y'all could listen to Slippin' without really, like, come on, feeling away, bro.
Oh,
that's fuck. Not even just Slipping, just the prayers. Every album he had a prayer on there. You know what I'm saying? Even those, like, you can go. Sorry.
No, go ahead, sir.
Well, you can go back and watch like performances where he would break down doing prayers on stage because it's like he
meant it.
He struggled with both sides because he was so like passionate about life, about
that's
just everything.
Best way
but he also had just like that dark man, demons and shit like that. And just like him, like when he spoke, he'd preach to you, but give you the hardest bars and shit like that. So it's like people always just gravitated to X, no matter if you're white, black, it didn't matter. Mm-hmm. And it's just sad. Yeah, like no matter what, whether you like them or not, it's sad, man. Just the way he has to go down. I know they also said like it's good that we got a verses from him so people could actually like appreciate that and shit. But like
give him his
it's
flowers.
Just sad, man.
Yeah, man.
It's almost like Heavy D, right?
It's crazy because it's like now you have to use them as example. Like, I would say, like, yo, roll your own spliff, bro. Like, you feel me? Whether it's an OG beside you, roll your own spliff or watch what's going on, because sometimes you never know who's hating on you and looking to lace your dad. I heard that story in my own hood too, and I know that person that happened to me. He went to the hospital and he was never the same since. You know what I'm trying to say? He was never the same since. Yeah, you know what I mean?
You don't feel
so when people lace your weed, like, yo, just always roll your own weed. Just try your best to roll your own weed now.
And you gotta watch your OGs too. Like, how the fuck is this guy supposed to be like 30 something or like fucking at the time?
Okay, let's get this straight right now.
Dude, that's crazy.
Okay? Just because someone's older than you doesn't mean that you're OG. You understand? Because some of these older heads out here got young kids doing some dumb shit they wouldn't even do their goddamn self. You understand what I'm saying?
Talk about it.
Facts. Like, yo, it's just ridiculous. Like, you know, and you hear it in music all the time. I got my young bull ready to fucking clap you. Mm-hmm. You understand what I'm saying? And we glorify that shit in music and in life and in movies and television.
Yeah.
It's all glorified. But yo, if the man is not trying to help you better your life, it's like Droop Holiday said.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, if the man isn't trying to help you elevate your status or figure out how you're going to get a house or get kids or other than block shit, yeah, here's a Glock and here's two ounces of dope. That's not your OG, man. That's just a nigga that's older than you, that's
trying
younger
to bring
than
you down the wrong path.
You understand what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, they say, if you've been there and did it before, why are you going to lead someone down that same path?
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying?
Real shit.
Like, Hov did that, so you don't have to go through that.
Right? Like, that's one way to relate for you. You understand what I'm saying? But it's like, yo, man.
Ain't nobody heard that bar, though.
Right? Let me just, they skip past that.
I'm going to run just to this tune just to end off our talks here about DMX.
Really quick, do you have a favorite X song?
Me?
Her? Yeah, because we gave ours this weekend.
Oh.
Yeah, what's your favorite?
To me, that's timeless. Yo, that one with all the girls.
Which one, though?
With all the girls.
Oh, from
that's your choice, too.
That's
eh?
One of my favorite tracks. But I would probably have to say, like, yo, I like all of DMX's music. You understand what I'm saying? But favorite, I would have to say, is the girl track.
That one. What is one for my nigga?
And yeah, like, fuck.
What about you?
That's his.
That's mine. Yeah. But I'm just saying, like, before they announce or whatever goes on, like, I'm just going to say, yo, we all appreciate you, X, fam.
Yeah.
You know what I'm trying to say?
Yo, X is a GOAT.
You know what I mean? We all appreciate you. We love what you did. And, yo, trust me, I feel your music too, fam.
Yeah, man. Salute to X, man.
He did it all. Rapping, acting, cracking. I'm sorry. You understand what I'm saying? But he did it all. He did it all. You understand what I'm saying? He did it all.
Yeah, man.
He made flipping other people make music too. You know what I'm saying? He found God or whatever. You know, his family fixed some problems we had with his family. You know, and he always going through turmoil because that's life.
Yeah.
But hold your head, X. Hopefully you pull through this.
Yeah,
you
man.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm going to run some shit.
We got love for you here in Canada. Toronto loves you even though you think we don't.
Oh, my man. Shit, man. Sorry, y'all. I don't want to make it any more sadder, but hey.
Well, obviously, we're just talking to Damien.
My shit, though.
Yo, run the thing. Fuck YouTube.
Yeah, straight up.
Yo, run the YouTube track, bro.
Hey, yo, I'm slipping. I'm falling. She can't bring it up. Hey, yo, I'm slipping.
Hey, you go.
I'm slipping. I'm falling. I got to get up.
Can't run it on the podcast.
I know.
The man can't go still, man.
Hold your head, X. Yeah. But let's get to something.
I'm telling you, he needs a dog by his side, yo. Give him a pit bull puppy. Put a dog in the room, bro.
Yeah.
He needs a recovery dog, yo.
Facto. But let's get to something a little bit more upbeat here. Let's get to some music here. Top 6 tracks that have dropped this week here in Canada. a healthy list. The Common Gang came out pretty, pretty strong this week. I can't lie. Skill.
Okay.
I said skill. whatchamacallit? The honorable mentions is pretty tough, too. I you know what I'm saying? I'm really proud of the list this week. And I'm from what I'm looking, I think... No, there's one track that we're not sure that might not be that might be outside of Toronto. But everything else is all Toronto this week. All right? So let's get to it. Number six, Paperboi, Drive.
Okay. I don't want to be mixy. Beat. Hold on. I don't want to be mixy, but I'm going to be mixy. This is the same Paperboi, Gucci. The same Paperboi we were talking about the other day.
Okay.
At the mansion.
Yeah, the track.
Okay.
Yeah, that's him, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Just checking. So he's the young, but really, really young.
Yeah.
He's got he's all out, kind of foreign whips in front of region.
He's still
and shit.
Going. He's still grinding.
I was not, however old he was, having those foreign whips around.
Well, he said he's too. He can't even drive.
He's
in the passenger.
So in the I wasn't even in passenger yo, side at the them
I don't know how to drive.
Hey, disclaimer.
Yeah, I don't know how to drive.
See him there? Hold on. Watch him.
He's got a lot of energy, man.
He That's does.
About him. He's got a There's, lot of
the tracks
energy.
That he dropped, the other one, when he, the other track was on the list a couple weeks back. Same thing I said. It's the energy that he—it's his bop when he's rapping, his step when he's everything. Yeah, it's all that. It's a whole package when he's rapping. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And this beat right here, this beat's stupid.
Yeah, it's reminiscent of that new Detroit.
Yeah, that beat's dumb.
And he's always rapping. Yeah. Region. He's always rapping.
Halal gang.
Yeah, halal
is that what you're supposed to do when you're a Toronto rapper?
You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, he's every rap. Video by the
you gotta rap
by your hood.
Set, yo.
I don't know. I go to church on Sundays. I'm just asking.
They said you do videos everywhere else.
I do it by the church. I do them at the church with the pastor. Okay. You know what I'm saying, with the choir girls. You know what I'm saying.
Guts is filling OnlyFans in the fucking That's parking lot.
Hey.
He's got a Winnebago in the back parking lot of the church.
That's for Zalix.
Bank bro guts, bro.
Oh, no. That'd be a sick idea, though, eh?
A lie?
We'll get a little car or something or van and go ride around. Hey, something guts. You want... No, that'd be something. You want to
like
you want it? That's what you're saying. Bang bro guts. You want an interview? You want an uncut interview?
Anyway, bang bros holler at us,
bro. You see Guts in the background with the fucking the lava lamp fucking set up fucking disco ball.
Fucking Why Scooby-Doo interview ass,
uncut?
Nigga.
I got exotic lotions for your feet.
Blood clean.
Cause your chrome was the chrome messy. That's why you got the exotic lotions for the feet.
Shut up, Paperboi.
Yeah, no, the track's fire though.
Yeah, man, the nigga, he...
Yeah, the beat though, the beat. I'm feeling the beat.
Yeah, man,
I'm feeling the beat.
Yeah, man, big salute to Paperboi. You know what I'm saying? He's coming hard with the shit, and he's definitely being consistent with it, man. Like, this second video in the last couple months, so keep doing your thing.
This is the same Paperboi that was went over Boondog's track, right?
Yeah. But number five.
Whoa, I get the back, like, oh, he's back, yo. The man turned his back to me like, yo, hold on a second. Pardon my back.
No, I was just getting ready for the next music video. Oh. That's what it was. I was just preparing myself for the next video.
Nice comeback.
That's all I was.
That was a good rebound.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm preparing for the next video. Man, rebound the ball.
Oh, man.
Out that pass.
But number five, LP380, Day by Day.
Of course, you know you got to get those in there.
Disclaimer. This is the ski, not the ski mask. He's wearing the scary mask.
The scary, oh, the
this
oh,
these
the,
one there.
That's the V for Vendetta.
The V for
Anonymous
movie guys.
Yo, this video
Anonymous.
There's a lot going on in here.
There's a lot going on in here.
That's all I gotta say.
First off, well, I guess he knows that we know that you're not black. I don't feel like he's not trying to be black or anything. Like the mask, I don't know. It's sticky.
Yeah. It's one of those ones.
It's mad sticky, guys.
But hey,
He's going hard on the tune, though. I can't lie. Like, his verses, like, he doing some rapid-fire shit. Like, I'll play a quick thing here.
Hey, see? The city's multicultural, so.
Let me run a quick thing here so y'all can hear his...
Been a bitch, last call and I call none of these bitches want twos, but I can't go down, can't not fall victim, can't be brainwashed by a corrupt system or a PM.
See that flash? The flash flow?
Be some victim. Everybody want to be around when you got paper. When you at your lowest, they evaporate like vapor. Keep us.
Yeah, the man's kicking it.
So, like, no matter how sticky the video is, he's doing his thing on the tune.
Yeah. He's barred it up.
Yeah, that sometimes gets overlooked.
The visuals. Yeah. Your brain reacts more to the visuals sometimes than it does the lyrics. Mm-hmm. And if he's spitting super fast too, right?
You gotta break it down.
It's hard for everybody. Not everybody likes that style too.
Not everyone came from the Twista era.
Yeah.
Mm. You know what I'm saying? Like a break. Oh, what? Oh, that's okay. Cool.
Yeah, but I appreciated that, man.
It's dope.
I was like, okay. This nigga's like a rapper, or this guy's a rapper.
Not even to discredit the video. Like, the video still looks good. Just sticky. You know what I'm saying? The video looks good, well shot and everything. Yeah, like, it's just sticky. I like the video though. I like the song.
It's
sticky, man.
Yeah. But it gets sticky.
Hey,
bro. Gucci, what you think of this?
Nah, yo, like you guys are saying, man. Yo, he has bars for days. Like, he could really spit. Like, that's what he's showing people. And I respect it. We definitely respect it because...
trying to get every bar out.
You know what I mean? Yeah, like, he's giving you all bars. And he makes it sound sick on the beat, too. You know what I mean? So I like how he's riding the beat because I like the beat, too. Mm. And the video's fire. I like how they set up everything. They're showing money. They're keeping it real. You know what I mean? That's what real niggas do, so... I respect it, you know what I mean? Hey. But yo, yeah, it's definitely sticky.
That's gotta be the title.
You saying sticky out here. It's sticky.
Yeah, don't buy that. My brother make it funny though.
That's the title.
Gucci's like, don't buy it.
It's sticky. But yeah, man, salute to LP3A, big tune, you know what I'm saying? Fucking doing his motherfucking thing. But number four, Flames, Pot of Gold.
I like this song.
I'm going to say this is my video of the week. Okay? Not my tune of the week. But my video of the week. Okay.
Well, you're subscribing to the fuckery now.
All about that fuckery life, bro. Come on now. Ricky fuckery, bro.
Holy, there's a lot going on in this video. I don't know if the man was high or he was lean, though.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, yeah. I don't know if he was high or lean, though, but yeah. Yo, my boy, this video was a lot.
At first, I was trying to, like, what's this guy's, one of his brethren, the hat? Like, he had a green hat, and I'm like, why is this guy wearing a fucking green hat? Where you getting
that? Look at the Smurf house he's about to go in.
Then I caught the play, like, they're leprechauns.
I got
the lucky charms.
Demand them. Watch, demand them. There's a couple of demand them. This guy. I'm like, what's this hat? Why are you wearing that, Bridget? And then I caught the play.
Supposed to be a leprechaun.
And the song's Pot of Gold. Yeah, Bruce.
I get where you're going there. I see where you're going there. I see what you're doing with it. I see what you're doing with it.
Yo, fam, like, he put some thought into this shit. This is like, this is my video of the week. Like, you can just do some simple. Like, they're in the trap, obviously, and doing, or not obviously, but they're in the trap doing their ting ting, right? But like, they're like,
they found the leprechaun.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? They could have just stayed in the trap and just, yo, we cooking over. Nah, man. Man's hear it. Yo, bro. Salute.
All right. So.
Salute.
Salute, yeah. Flames.
What they could have had, and this is nitpicky Ricky, a 1-2 gal. That's all I need.
The gal could have been the leprechaun.
Yo, fat.
A leprechaun suit on a chick? Oh, my God. Come on, fam.
Please. You took that out of my mouth.
Gucci, took the words right out of Gucci's mouth.
Honestly, it's a saucy video, but they're missing gal them. You're missing the gyalnam. You can't have just a man behind you and there's a tree man and then no gyal.
One leper hole.
You have to have leprechaun gyalnam, fam. Definitely. Leper showing the body and, you know, like some. Yeah, try to say it.
Leper hole in the hood.
You already know.
Leprecati?
Leprecati.
I don't know, man.
Leprecati.
I like how the band are moving, but it is the next time, man, make sure you have the gyalnam in the video.
Talk to them.
We want to see some gyalnam.
Dirtbag gang. but yeah, man. Anything else on this video here?
Nah, man. Shout out Flames doing this thing.
It's creative as fuck.
Yeah, it's look definitely.
At, man has a green mask. Yo, bro, come on, man.
You told the man to find something green, bro.
Yeah, man. Dollar every store man gotta get up, bro. Green.
Value Village up.
Yo, the man has a pot of gold on his shirt. Mm-hmm. Leprechaun, yo, yeah, there's a lot of thought into this.
Yeah,
we're not playing, bro. So yeah, man, salute to Flames, man. Big tune and my personal video of the week, sir. But we're in the top three right now. Number three, We Love Hip Hop and Six Views Uncut alumni, Jeezy Loke, make a name.
Wasn't a man number three last week too?
Yeah. I think so.
Holy, Jeezy is holding on that third spot.
Yeah, man. And the man is he's got the drippy drip this week. Off white hat.
Consistent. Watch him. Chill. What is that? The money wave?
Yes, yeah.
Is that a new one? Did Jeezy just Jeezy, we just made something for you. You started the money wave.
The money wave, eh?
Okay. Now every man's gonna do that now. That's the new thing, the money wave. Woo!
I'm gonna say this off top. Jeezy, you that nigga. We know you're fucking talented. Give us a few more of these, you're gonzo.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because he's trying some different things on this. You know what I'm saying? It's not the first time that he's done a little 1-2 singing on it. You know what I'm saying? But like he's got the ability, fam. There's barely any auto-tune on his singing. Run with that, Bridgin.
The man has a line in there, something about, yo, everybody's on a leg or his leg shot.
Dude. Yeah, he has head for your head.
I'm a head nut. I'm like, yo.
He's a lyricist. I keep saying this. Yes. I'm going to continue saying it. He's a lyricist. You understand what I'm saying? He could easily wrap circles around certain, like a lot of MCs in the city. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, so, take that. And sauce it?
Yeah. Come with the saucy approach, you know? Change it up because clearly he has the writing ability. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So.
And push comes to shove, you come with some shit like that and you can rap like that, even if you don't use it, somebody else gonna buy it from you, fam.
Facts.
Trust me.
Yeah, because he can do anything, just like Kirk said. Like, he's an MC, a lyricist. And he could still give you like a actual single tune that could probably bump on the radio if promoted and dealt with right. So yeah, keep doing your thing, Jeezy.
Yeah,
consistency,
man.
And clearly everybody's on that 2021. I like that.
Facto. What about you, Gooch? What you think?
Yo, he always comes fire, man. And I like this. I like the drip. I like how he's coming on the track. The video's fire, and like
money wave.
Just like God saying, money wave too. Like, he's showing you, feel me? He got it too. So everything's on point on this.
Listen, let me show y'all something. If I start seeing rappers start doing the money wave,
we know who got it first.
Okay. We Love Hip Hop episode 219. We called it. Okay. Jeezy, all right? We got you, my nigga.
He just needs to start doing it in every video. Just do it in every video now and make that the thing, fam. Because something as simple as that, well, you never know. That could blow you up. Everybody on TikTok now. Oh, money wave. Yo, we're giving the man way too much. I need my executive producer on this if he gets rich off that.
If you need somebody on the feature, I might come out of retirement.
How much you charging Friday? How much you charging Friday?
Nothing for well, just let me hold on. We'll talk about that behind the scenes. Edit point.
Timestamp. The man said nothing. Whoa, timestamp.
Yeah. Okay.
Coming out of retirement.
Let's get to number two. Number two, BFLJJ and BFLYJ, South.
Yo, I really like this song, man. I don't know if it's Oppie. Listen, don't get at me if it's...
Just assume every song's Oppie.
Yeah, like, I know. But there's something about this music video and the song I really like. I don't know.
Yeah, man. Track goes hard. I'm gonna run a little bit of it here and show the man some love still. Spin your block, so watch your tone. BFL, you know we grown. Cut that bitch off. Yeah, she whacked my new bitch. Yeah, her ass is factory.
Yo, cut that bitch off.
You know she whacked my new bitch. Her ass is fat.
Yo, this one was, yo, they're wavy on this one.
Say what? What?
They're wavy as fuck on this.
Yeah. That's a shot right there. Boom. There you go. Beer money off. Like, you know what I'm saying?
BFL JJ and BFL JY, is it?
Mm-hmm. Man, I'm going
YG.
YJ. YJ. Yeah. Gucci.
Oh, so Toronto Ambiance.
I know, right?
Yo, this is my track and video of the week.
Let the ambiance pass for us here.
This break has been brought to you by the Toronto, I want to say,
Ambiance.
That's an ambulance?
I think so.
Toronto ambulance. I hope everybody is safe and sound. Go inside your blood clot house.
It's 11. Oh, Tananaya Yard.
Tananaya Yard. It's a lockdown again.
Tananaya Yard. Gucci, you want to grab our guest downstairs?
Okay.
Yes, sir.
All right. Hold on, wasn't he giving his point though?
Yeah.
Give your point really quick. Give your point really quick.
Yeah. Yo, this is my video and track of the week. This is super saucy. I feel what it said. Yeah, you know.
Oh, my bad, Gucci. I know.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yo, there's something about this. Like, I don't know. They just have a vibe. I don't know if they're brothers or whatever, but they're saucy. They're saucy. We're happy and we're singing and we're colored.
Oh,
and we're like skin dead. So the Gatim are going to love them too because they're light skinned. So you know what I'm saying?
It kind of reminds me of.
Can I guess? LNC Capo and LLC Grime?
No, I wasn't going to say that. I was going to say something a little more closer.
Mm.
Come outside.
Ooh. Now we gotta find out if they're really brothers.
It has that vibe. Like, it has that vibe. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, the same with, the, like, it's just shooting because of the underground and whatever. You know, it's like the aesthetic. You know what I mean?
Because that's the vibe they gave me at LNC Capo and LNC Grime. Yeah, I think they're cousins, though. I don't know if they're bros, but same thing. Like, it just, regardless.
I think they're bros.
I don't want to put a reason, but, like, it just gave me that vibe, kind of. Like,
both
of them.
I see what you're saying.
I don't know if it's because they're light skinned, but like, I don't know. There's just something about, I don't know. I'm feeling them though. Regardless, they're doing their own thing. They're in their own lane. Not saying they sound like them or they look like them or whatever.
Mm.
They're doing their own thing. Big them up. BFL, I want to know what that stands for. And I'm not even going to try and guess. But yeah, big up the man them doing their thing.
It'll be like way off.
Number two.
Yeah, I'm assuming that's to big. Them. We're brothers.
We're happy and we're singing and we're colored. And we're light skinned.
But the number one.
One is.
Let's see.
Don B. Free Smoke, 100 Twats, and Haram.
Blood Club. That's how you feel?
City is mix up, man. The city's so mixy.
Blend of six, bro.
The city wanted to see some mix up. They were just like, yo, nothing's going in. No,
yeah,
nobody's,
it's boring.
Nobody's dissing each other. No, there's no op things going on. Just vote for this.
Yeah, he kind of goes in on this one.
He does.
I don't know the reason of this, why the beef started or whatever. However, he has a lot to say.
That was my whole thing too. Like, why did it start, yo? Like, did Watts do something to the man that got the man like amped or something? Like, what go on, B. That's sticky as hell.
Yeah, like,
but yeah, yo, fuck.
I feel like, and this is just me assuming, the TNT ladies thing kind of just led into this. I'm just saying.
Gucci, do you know how this beef this thing started? Because you brought this to my attention this weekend when we spoke about it on Six Views on Cut.
How this started? What?
The Don Baba.
What's going on? What?
It's the number one song.
Yeah, yeah, big up the man, by the way. Okay. Yeah, shout him out for being number one and shit like that.
It's number one track in the city.
I think on if you go on his Instagram, I think he pulled up that. Like when he said that got at him because he was comment under Taylor's video. You know what I'm trying to say? So he was commenting like, yo, she body, like, I think so. I'm not sure. Like, he's basically like showing love to the next girl. And I think Watson didn't really like that. You know what I'm trying to say? So he paged him in his DM. And then after, I don't know, they kind of just exchanged certain type of words and they didn't like it. So, you know, I don't really even know the 400 stuff.
Everybody, Gucci got some wine with that tea
This is what I was saying too. Does Watch come at, like, say something back? Because then if he does, he looks at that guy that only raps when somebody, like, it's beef time. And you know what I'm saying? You don't want, I mean, it's not like it's a bad thing to have. But in Toronto, it might be a little bit sticky. You know what I'm saying? Every time you want to rap, it's.
So maybe sometimes that gotta be you. I be that. Like Redman said. If anytime you want me to come out of rest, just call my name.
Say my name. Why these rappers say my name, Gucci? What did I do to these guys? I'm just out here trying to do 100 watts manage me. I'm just out here trying to do killer T. Why these guys trying to call me out, man?
Save 100 watts?
Why they trying to call me out Friday? I'm just out here trying to do my thing.
This guy's got
the impressionist. Yeah, he got it a lot.
You say his name 3 times and fucking 100 watts come out.
Oh, fam. So he's Candyman.
Say my name 3 more times and I'll make a distraction.
I'm just saying.
I'll come out of retirement for you.
He's Candyman.
These niggas don't want. Yo,
Candyman didn't fuck with no one unless he said his name.
Say his name 3 times. That's what I'm saying.
Candyman.
Mind your business.
Yo, Candyman, love. The man would love it. As long as you didn't break the rules and say what you're not supposed to say. Yo.
The man said he'd love you as long as you
keep his name out your mouth and he was good with you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So
well, salute to Don Baba.
It's number one in the city.
That's one. 2 more times and you might see 100 watts pop up. I'm just playing. Okay, let's get on to these honorable mentions here, man.
Alrighty. Honorable mentions for this week. Nessia, Dem Times, Stony Star, Rising Star featuring STR. Mustafa. Is this Mustafa the Poet?
Mm-hmm.
Mustafa the Poet. Mm-hmm. Ali. 94 featuring Sick People, Expensive Steps, T.O.G. Don't Know, YTS Gino and G Fizzle, Sad Scars, Slizy, I guess it's Slizy, Classy, Trap Star Scotty, What It Is, Fearless, Envy, Eva Shaw featuring JC and G Miller, Raw, Coconina, Monster in the Room, Chantel May, Don't Wanna Pretend, Showtime, Pain, 21 Freestyle, LNC Capo, Potential, Bang. Slim De Niro, Like This, Isis, One Strap Bog, AP Baby, Storm, Lero Lopoza, Shamid the Grin, Nothing to Say,
Crazy Name,
A Yifrint Beat, Pyrex, Living Fast, K9, Lovesick, Cholo Cash, Matatu, Amen Like, A Man Like Denin, I'm That, Hullum, Deva, Black of the Dawn, Message.
Scene. I want to get to one quick story before we get to our guest and our interview and thing there, or a break. There's rumors right now that Doobie is signing to Meek Mill.
Dream Chasers?
Fuck the ops.
So, I guess the question being, fuck the ops, I guess. Sure. Yeah, that's how you're feeling.
That's the nightmare, no?
I know. I'm just playing this thing, but like, shit. You threw me off for a second.
My bad.
But like, okay, my question to y'all is, should a rapper sign to another rapper? Because it's not about him signing to a major. I have no issues with rappers signing to majors, contrary to belief. You know what I'm saying? If they offer you the right bag, the right fucking terms, and you know, you get to keep as much as your IP as possible, then fucking sign the deal, fam. You know what I'm saying?
True. Figure it out. Figure out the game. Learn, get networked, you know, get a couple of links. Yeah, why not? And he's young. Again, super young. By the way, I think it's his birthday. Happy birthday.
Like,
by the way.
While we're potting now, but, you know, belated birthday. Happy belated birthday.
19 Doovy.
Yeah. So my question is, should a rapper sign to another rapper, though?
Kind of. It depends. because look what happened for Meek signing to Ross.
Good point.
Okay.
That helped him a lot.
Good example.
Mm-hmm.
So in that, but it doesn't help everyone. You know what I'm saying? Look, it's how, not a good position for everyone.
Look how Pusha T dealt with it.
Pusha T's kind of different because he's
Kanye to Jay Z.
You signed to one nigga that signed to another nigga.
Open for shots.
Right? Yeah, well, yeah, true. If you look at it like that point, right? Yeah. But, I mean, at the end of the day,
you got a lot of hands in your pocket now.
Like, Meek has, like, it depends on how you want to go about it as an artist. I don't think Doovy gives a fuck about what anybody's saying about him. He's going for that bag.
Straight.
So at the end of the day, you can say this and that. I think he, his end goal is to get the bag.
Yeah.
So whether he becomes the biggest Toronto artist or not, I'm pretty sure that's his goal too.
Mm-hmm.
But he's gonna make the right business moves to make sure he just gets it in.
Yeah.
So I think that's another, like, I just think this might have been the best deal for him. We don't know the deals he was getting, the offers he was getting, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. This might have been probably the best deal for him.
Hopefully it's true.
That's cool.
But okay, I'll give you guys two sides of the coin. One, yes, what Ross has done for Meek, amazing. You know what I'm saying? Fucking, there's other examples where, you know, people have been signed to rappers and this shit has worked out amazingly.
Yeah.
Right? But then on the flip side, there's people who've been signed to rappers and the shit hasn't gone nowhere. Whatever fucking happened to, and for the young heads, excuse me, Hitman.
From Dr. Dre and them.
Yeah. From Aftermath. Fucking Nocturnal. You know what I'm saying? All those guys are signed to the Aftermath. Ain't shit happened with them.
You got a one hit wonder.
Right? They got a hit. Okay, cool. Right? And there's other fucking examples that I'm just feeding my brain right now.
But two, you got to remember too, a lot of it, some of them are the artists as well, right?
Mm.
Not a lot is the actual artist that's signing. It's, yo, for an example, Ludacris didn't want anybody on his label to grow.
Mm.
He didn't want nobody to be bigger than him. So when Chingy and 2 Chainz started getting bigger than him, he was like, nah, we got to shut that shit down.
Right there.
So you have those situations too, right? So again,
when Jay-Z was running, what's it called?
Universal. Freddie Gibbs?
Or Def Jam?
Or Jay-Z?
Yeah. Jay-Z signed a lot, but with Rockefeller, it worked out to a degree.
Rockefeller worked out for like almost
Universal. He's a president.
Emil and Cristiano probably the only artist he didn't work out for.
Yeah, because we have two different Jay-Z's, right? We have the Jay-Z who signed when he was signing Rockefeller guys, and then post Rockefeller when he was president of Def Jam, and he was responsible for signing Jeezy. I think he brought Ross there at the time.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Like, so it can work out, but then there was guys like LL and all them that were like, "Yo, fuck this Jay-Z nigga, we out of here."
Facto.
Yeah, and
I'm not saying nothing about it till I see that chain Meek always gives to artists when he signs them.
The dream chaser.
But
shit.
Other than that, like, if you ask me, I would say yeah, for sure. For Doovy, his situation, the way how the city's set up right now, like, I'm not taking no chances right now. You know what I mean? I'd rather be in a situation that someone could help me, have my back right now. And I'm not talking about street. I'm talking about, you know what I'm trying to say? Like, have my back in the industry that could show me whether he's going to eat off of me. It doesn't matter. He's going to give me, you know what I mean? He's going to give me looks. You know what I mean? That's more money for me. That's more money for him. And to the point that I'll get out that deal, whatever the case is. He's young. He's 19 years old. That's definitely a... He needs that look. Meek will give you that look. You know what I mean? And especially it happens for like an artist that's fire. Everybody, like, look at Drake signed to Lil Wayne because he made it because he's fire.
That's one of the best examples.
Look at Kanye West. He signed to Jay-Z. He made it. It's, if you're fire, yo, the promotion deal is super fire for you. You're both Gucci eating.
I think it's
everybody's eating.
It's more than the artist.
Lose. Pure facts in my head.
It's more about the artist more than
at the end of the day. Yeah. The people who didn't make it when they get signed to an artist because they're not good enough. I'm just keeping it 100. But if you're good enough, that luck is gonna get you out of trouble. Lead you in the right direction. He's gonna show you, but he's gonna eat off you. Yeah. You just can't look at the money till later on. You know what I'm trying to say?
I'll admit something to y'all, and then we'll get off of this here. I was kind of hating on Meek because for the last few weeks he's been kind of pissing me off, and he does it every few months.
Man, do you something personally?
No.
He's just been doing some weird shit.
I fuck with Meek's music heavy.
Yeah.
But every once in a while, he'll do something in the media where it's like, bro, come on, man. Stop.
The Mayu shit and just him going back and forth with certain people on the internet. Yeah. Like,
get weird. Off of Twitter. Fight, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, it's not about signing to an artist. And like, listen, Meek, if you ever fucking hear this, because lately there's been some checkmark niggas hearing this on our show. Right? I'm not trying to diss you. But maybe another artist might be a good idea for Doobie, fam. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. You know what I'm saying? Because Drake, everybody, you guys fucking shot me down with all these great points and exposed my hate. But this is the reason why I'm asking the question, fam. Because Meek's been like, yo, fam, what if next week Meek's on the down? Everybody's like, yo, fuck Meek again. And now you're signed to this nigga, bro.
Yeah.
But that doesn't affect, well.
Yeah, it does. It a little bit as a new artist, too.
Now you got to defend his fucking beefs.
He doesn't have to, really.
He doesn't, but it's going to be like every interview now. Oh, well, your manager, the guy that signed you,
what this up and with Meek?
The third. You know what I'm saying? What's going on with Meek? It becomes you're not the conversation. Meek becomes the conversation.
Exactly. Nigga, I don't care. I got a new album coming out.
Yeah. I hear you saying in that aspect. Yeah, for sure.
I don't care if he tweeted at some chicks yesterday and said this and this. Because it's going to happen again, fam. No diss to you again, Meek. But, fam, he seems to have a problem with the phone, fam.
So who should he be signed to?
I don't know, man. Shit. It's not somebody who has a tendency to fucking get a little bit canceled every once in a while, bro.
Rock Nation.
Come on, man. I'm not trying to be a hater, even though it sounds like super hate, but I'm just saying.
You being a hater.
Oh, fuck. It's okay. Then call me a hater then. Fuck, man. Doobie, right? I want the best for you, fam. This is the only reason I'm even bringing this up, fam. Back. You know what I'm saying? Come on, man. Okay, let's get the fuck off. Because O'Malley is going to snuff me so fucking hard. Gutsy's making fun of you now, man. See?
Yeah. Forward.
I got a tune to lead us to the break here for my brothers. They're in the building right now. The track is called Sriracha.
Cool, no.
By Naturally Born Strangers.
This is actually on my playlist. Hey.
When that punk came in and we chased him out and we broke his legs. This remind me when Richie died. This remind me of Christy Pride. This remind me who's down to ride if we see.
Smoke weed every day.
Oh, yeah.
The tea is exceptionally good today.
So let's get into our smoke and mirror session here. And for the people who are just tuning into the audio of this, you know what I'm saying? We got Naturally Born Strangers in the building. Rich Kid, Tona, Adam Bomb. And you know, I want to get into a little bit of debauchery, as they say. You know what I'm saying?
Triple H.
Porn dog Rick.
Oh, why did they call you Triple H? Like, that's
Double H.
Okay, so they only call you Double H?
They only gave you the
Salute to Roadrunner.
High and Horny. First started as High and Horny.
Right? And that was Gutsy who put the High and Horny.
Okay, clarify.
He was on Live with an artist, and the artists were like, yo, you're Double H, fam, you look Double H. So I gave him the name. I thought it was like High and Horny. And then it came out, well, do you want to say what it is?
I don't even remember what it is.
Horn dog. Yeah, horn dog.
Yeah,
you're a horn dog. You look like a horn dog.
That's what I was saying.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of another horny horn dog.
Monica, what you doing?
Segway?
Segway, Rick.
If you in LA, come through.
AKA Double H.
This is the clearest video off ever.
Oh, come on. Let's not do that.
Smoking, and it looked like he was pretty high.
It's pretty clear.
Okay, fucking.
I pulled the wrong video, but you guys seen this video at this point.
Yeah, of course. Definitely.
Look at him. He looks fried.
No, he's done. He's finished. Like, he just won a chip. Man's like, he just won a chip. Like, he just won a championship, right, bro. Back in the locker room in Boston.
So he lost his job over at ESPN.
ESPN.
Yeah.
Now they're saying it's not because of the video itself. It's because he released this video.
True.
What do y'all think? Do y'all think he didn't give a fuck, or he's like, because he's acting like he's not heard about it, but he might be capping.
But didn't he go he's live? Capping. Wasn't it a live he
he's
did?
The type yeah. He's live. The type to lie. He's the type to lie.
he is the type to lie. He Paul is the type.
I know his name's the truth, but he's the type to lie.
Paul Pierce is going to lie.
He has lied.
That's why it's the truth, because you know he's going to lie.
Yeah.
But that's the truth. I feel like he didn't give a fuck, bro. I feel like I know he has a weed company. I heard he had a weed company, so
he
I feel like why, like that's the reason why he's like smoking spliffs and all the new, like his new posts and shit. And he's just like, yeah, everything gonna be Irie or smoking a spliff and shit like that. I'm like,
advertising. All right,
man, this nigga has some other opportunities that are not Disney related.
You burn the Carter down.
Once you're locked with Disney, you gotta do Disney things.
Yeah, like,
you gotta be clean.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
that's kind of why I feel like too. Like, as far as him not wanting to be like underneath the microscope as far as fucking ESPN goes as their role model. Mm. Ever since he retired, it's be like he should be able to do this shit, but I don't feel like. This nigga's that dumb, like, to be like, yo,
yes,
let me just show everybody. Yeah.
Yes, he is.
Maybe he is that
yes,
dumb.
He is, yeah, show yeah, he is what that dumb.
What? Maybe he wanted, this is his fucking
Adam
brash,
has Raptors
this,
beef.
This might be like, yo, this is his brash statement to opt out.
Maybe he asked for a raise.
This is it.
Yeah, he's a like, habitual yo, line stepper.
Yo, he's a habitual line
stepper. Same guy.
Let's see what they do if I do this.
With the headband? Because, yo, you remember, like, yo, I think.
They have to wheel him off and shit.
And then he came back.
He's an all capper.
He's a goofy guy.
He's
a goofy guy.
First team all cap.
Yo,
in my mind, bro, I think he sees niggas like Steven Jackson and Matt Barnes, like the fact that, yo, they swerved in their own lane, raw and authentic as fuck, and people endorse that.
That's just who they are.
That's
just who they are.
On the court, they were niggas.
No, they like, were. That's what I'm saying. And I think he sees that and knows he's not that, but like.
He's trying to see, man.
Man got stabbed up by Benzino, bro.
You know
he
kind
of joking. Up 9 times, bro.
So, I mean, bro.
It's not funny, but it's
best life, yo.
I don't know why it's funny, but it's not funny.
Ultimately, this guy has to have an interview explaining this shit. Otherwise, we're just going to go back and forth about how dumb this
every
is.
Every time that Paul Pierce stopping comes up, I don't know why it's...
It's not maybe funny.
It isn't funny, but it happened.
Maybe it's my own PTSD. I'm like, yeah, you too, eh?
Some twisted PTSD, eh?
You gonna score 22 points a season.
Oh, man. Lori Pierce, I feel you, bro.
Friday, Herc, what do you guys think? Do you think that he knew? Like, or he just didn't give a fuck?
I don't think he gave a fuck.
I think he was just partying. He said, fuck it, what, Instagram Live's the thing?
Yo,
we're going live. That was it.
I think that's all he thought about.
That's all I think the man thought. Yeah. And then, you know what, he dealt with the consequences. All right, they fired him. Because you know what, he's thinking, you know what?
This is a matter of resignation, bro.
Yeah, even if that's it, he's probably thinking to himself, like, yo, I don't really like this fucking job. So, whatever happens, happens. I'm just going to go with it. Run it.
That probably was the strategy.
Run it.
It might be a blur of everything I'm saying.
Nothing in that led me to believe that this is this guy's first time.
That might have to be an album cover right there, though. Look at that. Yo, look at that screen. That's an album cover right there. I'll rock that as an album cover. You don't even know.
This nigga looks like he's comfortable around strippers. So,
oh, yeah.
To be honest, it's like it was probably just some new way.
He was calling people up by name. Monica.
He's like, yo, Monica, come through.
The man was calling up people by name. So
yeah, made Monica famous.
I thought Monica was the singer. I thought he was calling up the Monica.
No, like, Debbie, give me a twerk. Give me another twerk over there.
Who knows? He was probably calling one of his favorite strippers, like, yo, Mona. If you're in LA,
forward. Is that what
someone made
LA?
A comment like, yo, don't you have a wife? Don't you have kids? He's like, I'm single.
And he's in his crib. He wasn't doing anything wrong.
That was his house?
His crib.
I didn't know that.
He's in Los Angeles where you can smoke. What the fuck? He wasn't doing anything wrong.
Bro, you can't. They gotta protect the brand, bro. They gotta protect the brand. It doesn't look.
I can see why he got fired.
People can say things, right? Like ESPN doesn't want people to say things. Oh yeah, he's a misogynist.
They're just dissing
themselves. Nah, they don't want that. They're like, yo, we might as well
kick rocks.
Because think about it. Think about what the next episode of that show would have been with him on the Donald Patrick. They have to bring it up.
Him apologizing.
What were you thinking?
Yeah, look,
Robert
Horry
more fucking talking time,
bro. Hearing all this shit again,
100%.
They got Robert Horry on ESPN now talking the story. Yeah, give him more time.
They have 100 NBA players that could take Paul Pierce's place in a second.
That are waiting for that.
This nigga fucked up. Oh yeah,
they could take Baines right now.
I don't think they pay him that much though. Like, these are NBA superstars, bro. Used to getting a certain amount of money.
Some of them are like, yo, fuck this shit. He's retired.
Man. Yeah.
But that's what I'm saying. If he got a weed company, he's probably like, yo,
oh, yeah. He's out there.
I'm going to be my own boss, man. I'm like,
but for the other ones, they're like, send their resume. Like, boom, resume's in.
Or they're like, he out on this.
Yeah, nah, resume man, up.
Fuck Disney.
They interview for this nigga like.
Fuck Walt Disney, nigga. He racist. Nigga, it was a plantation. He's free now.
You know what the worst part about all this is? You see how his max views were, fam?
315.
Oh God,
man! All of this for 315 people. That's what I see. He threw it all away for 315 people.
Only 315 people on his life.
Yeah, 300. Not even 1,000 people.
Holy mother!
I've seen more than on my own life.
It is Paul Pierce. Like, what were we expecting?
That was all of his ESPN buddies.
Why? Like, who are those other 200 people? What's that demographic look like?
Yo, when I watch this live video, again, I want to see the fucking comments going off the screen, bro.
Yeah, just Monica being like, hey, I'm here. I'm here.
I'm
outside.
Blue checks are in this shit, bro.
But yo, yeah. his job is fire, though, which Shaq makes it fun. Like, and it makes you relevant, right? So, like, you're in LA, you're just going to want to be relevant. Even though you're getting older, you're retired, you still want. You know,
especially if you're this guy.
He's already having this, bro, but he didn't need
especially
to go
if you're
live
this guy.
Nah, the man said, fuck it, we're going live.
Yeah. We're going live,
that's
dude.
It. Yo, Instagram Live is the thing right now. We're going live. Let's do this.
Hey, just found out about that.
Hey, this card in the moment, bro.
Riley, that shit,
Paul
bro.
Pierce looked like a Koopa Trooper. Did you know that? He looked like a Koopa Trooper. Like, he looked like one of the turtles from Mario Brothers. Check that shit out.
In that picture right there.
Yeah.
Let's see it. Let's leave Paul Pierce alone.
I'm going to buy his jersey.
This nigga said I've been to turkeys.
That's the next track called Turkeys.
I think it wasn't even coherent, bro.
Plural.
I got somebody else here also in the news that I skipped over him to jump to Paul Pierce here. R.I.P. Houdini. All right, there's been some snippets that have dropped for some tunes, or for a tune for a new music video.
Oh,
let me see if I can find it here.
A certain amount of YouTube subscribers and the video will unlock.
Get them to a certain amount of YouTube subscribers and the video will unlock.
Oh,
okay. That's some good marketing.
Did they unlock it already?
I'm not sure.
Posthumous marketing.
I'm trying to see if I can find a post.
Is it just audio?
What's happening?
It's a video.
Okay. I heard a video still.
Yeah. No, I seen like a trailer for a video. I'm going to refresh
this.
They
said they had music and video shot before he passed, right?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So,
the Instagram's not going to actually show anything, right? Like, they're going to really hold out.
No, sure, I saw a pretty elaborate trailer earlier. You know what I'm saying? Actually, you know who I fucking seen it on? The Hood 6.
Yeah, it says Houdini, on his page, it says get Houdini's music to 15K subscribers on YouTube to unlock the video.
Yeah,
right now.
Let's check.
So this is the trailer that I saw.
Okay.
Shit's already playing.
I'm going to throw some sound effects.
Waste of talent, so, man. It sucks.
Yeah, man. New Houdini is going to be on the Wizzy. You know what I'm saying? What y'all think, man? Because Houdini, he's, you know, for the people who watch this, they already know, like, he's a fallen rapper. That like 2019 is when he passed, right? Or 2020. My bad. All right. And, you know, it's just another example of rappers when they get to a certain point and then, like, their wings get clipped. You know what I'm saying?
For sure.
Any thoughts on this new trailer or any music coming out?
I would have thought he had the 15,000K followers already on YouTube.
Yeah.
Well, I would have thought he would have passed that a long time.
No, but you remember he probably had it. His music was probably under Up Top or BFR, right?
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's so right. Probably, that's right.
He probably recently...
That's right. You're right. Before you're right. Passing, you're right.
He probably put out something.
But yeah, man, he was gonna make some waves.
He was talented,
unfortunately, bro. Like shit, man.
Unfortunately, yeah, what happened?
Kid was talented.
Very talented, man.
Yeah.
You know, I love that song with him and Jay Neat, Backseat. That was my bop.
Yeah, man, and you know they also have the Certified Gold record Late Night with him and Burner Bands.
Mm. Yeah.
Oh shit.
So you know what I'm saying?
That's surprising.
Like, they got an RR.
They got
two of them, man. You got two of them on the side. Because, you know what I mean? I remember I was in L.A. and I was out there with my cousin. And my cousin said he seen him at a Tory Lanez concert. And, you know, they had a little discussion. And, you know, he came back to Toronto after that. And that's when he passed away. So it's like, you know, I have a feeling like, you know, maybe he couldn't stay in the States too long, maybe, you know, sometimes you gotta get your visa and shit like that.
Yeah, and plus the COVID
and also
hit.
The vid came up too.
And then COVID.
It's like, yeah,
right?
Telling everybody yeah, we was
there right before COVID, like in February, like right before it hit. So see? You know, it's a shame. Like if he could have just stayed there and like grinded it out, like kinda how Presso was doing, you know.
Yeah.
He could have still been living till this day, but you know, sometimes you know, just the hood politics haunt you. Because I always hear about how he was just, he was a good-hearted person. Like, he was definitely, like, even a community kid, too. Like, just really involved in this community and helping out a lot of kids. So he wasn't necessarily too about all, like, you know, necessarily about all the static, but who you're affiliated with sometimes still can affect how you know, how shit goes down. So
yeah, man.
Yeah, whoever's running this account really needs to just let this go, man. Like,
get him to 15,000.
Yeah, man. Right? I'm sure.
Yeah, right now I'm seeing 11,000 that he has on his YouTube subscribers.
Let this video go for real.
Yeah. So yeah, man. Long live Houdini. You know what I'm saying? R.I.P. And we're looking forward to that new video when it drops. You know what I'm saying? I got one more thing here, and I'll run the tune to bring it in here. Cause, you know, I'm in my producer bag today here. Right there now. Right there. Is this the one I want to play?
I think you're fancy now with that. What is that on your wrist?
No, I wanted to play this one. I'll give you a better one. To salute my guy here. One second. I'll give you a better one. How about this one? What y'all know about this man here?
Hear this.
Yeah.
Let's send a salute, because we haven't talked about this guy in a while.
This ain't a 10. My skin the same color as sand from the motherland. Look down, I see the world in my hands. Government bans. I'm just here to fuck up the plans. Dance after dance. It's like the world is stuck in
back.
There's nothing more priceless than being free. Immigrant, that's why they hate me just for being me. We didn't want to leave overseas, we were under siege. Leave us in shallow graves, but still the love is
talk
deep.
To him.
Bloodline royal, need I see back. 40s in the foyer, had the boil where I sleep at. Tell you that they love you, that they know you, they can keep that. They don't want the soil, just the oil that's beneath that.
Jeez!
Okay!
So Belly's back.
Belly's nice for it still.
He was going through depression, apparently. For a long space of time, for like the last year or so and stuff like that. He said, I was watching him on Ebro in the morning.
Right.
And he said he regained a bunch of weight and different things like that. But like now he's back. He's got a tune with Benny the Butcher.
Oh, shoot.
What is that, the tune with Benny?
He apparently it's out.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm saying? And he said he's in album mode, or his album's done. You know what I'm saying?
Sick.
Can we celebrate Belly for a second here?
Belly's never been nice. I never heard Belly where I was like, what's this? He's never been not nice. He's always been nice.
There was a space of time when I was hating on the nigga. I'm not even going to hold you. And he was nice then, too, when I was hating on him.
I never heard nothing that I was like, oh, this is
terrible. I don't know if you remember. Remember that era, that nigga Kamikaze that was always
with the caravan and truck.
You would always call him smelly. Yeah. Like
but the man bounced back with the whole track about smelling like wealth or smelling like. Money. I was like, this guy knows how to bounce back from this record. So
the clap back was good.
The thing about Belly, man, like the thing I respect about him is like one time I went by. I think it was Sal that invited me over to his spot in Saga at the time. This is like fucking a decade ago. And like they had this spot where it's like all the people that like it used to be Capital Profits before it was XO. Capital Profits. And they had all them niggas from that label living on the same floor of this condo. Fucking Danny Fernandez, fucking Masari, and the Danny Fernandez. And then boom, like, you just go in the crib, you know what I mean? Talking belly rolling up blunt after blunt, just blunt after blunt, talking about like how he's writing for all these niggas, like on the label and shit. I was like, yo, I really respect it. Like, I kind of looked at him as like a commercial kind of rapper back in the day. You know, like there was that
the Masari times and all that. Yeah.
Like, oh yeah, he's making that commercial club rap. Like there was that club rap genre, right? And like he fit in that, but he was actually like really a lyricist deep down inside. Like he had those bars, but it's just like he was trying to obviously
manage everything,
get the money. And he was, to be honest, he was everything he was doing was like number one on the Much Music.
You remember them times?
He was doing his thing.
Like, yo, with Hogan in there and shit, bro.
Yeah,
like,
what? You remember that shit? Belly was doing his shit.
The Evolution, man. Like, I have to.
So now to see them, like, nigga wrote The Hills for fucking Weekend, bro. He wrote fucking...
Yeah.
He wrote all of his art.
Nigga, like...
Yeah, well...
Nigga wrote Earned It, nigga.
What I've known. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Wow. So
yeah, no, Belly...
All kinds of levels unlocked, man. You gotta salute that, for real.
You know? He's one of Ho's favorite rappers. Like, one of Ho's favorite rappers.
Anytime you see him on, like, those LA Leakers or Rich or whatever it is, he's never not bodied it.
Yo, and he spazzes.
And anybody who represents Canada on an international level and does us justice, I gotta salute still. He's fucking did it.
I got nothing... Like, Herc, what do you think about...
Belly's nice. I heard him freestyle. He's pretty dope, you know. I wasn't feeling him back in the CP record days. I'll tell you the honest truth. Like you said, with that commercial style. Like,
yeah, I didn't like the movement. But I always thought he was nice.
I didn't like. I wasn't feeling that shit. But yeah, overall, he's dope. Over the years, he's you know, he's gotten better, and I've liked his music. And then when he was at Nathan Field Square and he got that little fucking concert, that was funny too. Yeah.
That was one of the funniest concerts.
That's
something Richie would do for sure.
Yeah. Nigga, I was watching that like, yo, this nigga.
He said,
like,
what,
is he gonna get paid? Like, I'm like, is he gonna get paid? Like, that's all I'm wondering. Are they still gonna pay him?
Yeah.
And then they still made the fireworks go on after. I think it was Canada Day. It was the day after Drake. Drake came out for Division.
Like he said, what? He's like, fuck, this shit's great. There's beer kids in the audience.
Smoking weed on stage. I was like, yo.
But yeah, it was still, he's all right.
Like, it was Onyx in Atlanta and shit.
What was ill, though, is I was shitting on the parents because the parents was jumping online saying, like, yo, we got to shut this guy down and not let him perform anymore and shut down his career. And they made his name buzz more than anything because he did exactly that. And I was like, yo, if you ever want somebody to go away, don't tweet about him, man. Yeah. Don't write about him. Don't make a press release about him. Just let it fade into nothing. Mm-hmm. But these guys made a big deal, and then all of a sudden he had 6 more weeks of buzz.
Yeah.
So that's good. Next, yo, hire me for your New Year's party. Yeah. I'll come on there and say pussy 110 times for the kids. I don't care.
With a bottle of Jameson out.
Yeah, 100%.
I'm sick of Jameson out.
I'll keep an explicit version for Nathan Phillips Square.
Oh, I've always said this about fucking like Canada and Toronto, though, man. I say... Talent-wise, not even infrastructure. I say talent-wise, man, you take 10 of our top MCs, 10 of our top R&B artists, producers, whatever it is, and I'll take those and put them against anything that's happening in the world right now.
DJs.
And we fuck anything.
Bro, you DJs, bring me DJs anything. From around the world, and I'll put 10 DJs from Toronto. I'll put, yo, and bro, I've been around that. The fucking world. Yo, I'll tell you, Toronto DJs will smash the world.
And that's smash how I've always felt about our talent, man. Like, you know what I'm saying?
But our industry is dog shit. It's dog shit. So,
yo, without question. And honestly, like, I feel like this is the time where Canada and Toronto was starting to, like, reclaim our shit. Because, like, it's so crazy that, you know, even basketball, man. Like, I hate to use the basketball analogies again, but we come back to it where fucking the game was invented here, but yet we were the ones that had to have expansion teams. Like, they had to expand the league, like, for Toronto and Vancouver to have teams and shit.
We lost our team for many decades to not even have one.
And then they obliterated Vancouver and shit, but we reclaimed our shit in Toronto, yo, like, with the championship. Yeah. You feel me? So,
well, they hate that shit.
They hate that shit. They don't want nothing happen successful.
They never expected us to win a championship.
Never.
And especially against Golden State. Yeah. Like, oh, that's a wash. Toronto's losing.
But it's us reclaiming our
shit. Where were you the night we won? Where were you?
It was my birthday, man. I made it downtown, bro.
Sick.
Yo, that was the best. Yo, that's my 40th birthday, bro.
That's
I turned 40 on the championship.
That's crazy.
Bro, I walked out. Yo, I was online screaming, crying, everything, man. We walked downtown.
Yeah,
bro.
Dundas and Yonge?
Yeah, we walked from Parkdale all the way down to Yonge and Dundas Square, bro. And we were fucking partying and screaming the whole way there.
How many years it took for them to give us that? You know what I'm saying, bro?
But you know they
said they were expanding the league to let us in.
But that would have never happened if everything didn't fall into place, because Canada got the Olympics, because Justin Bieber was a big pop star, because Steve Nash became a big basketball player, because Drake became the biggest artist in the world. Everything fell in place so that this could start building up, so that they could have a team that was a competitor. That would never happen without the whole world, because Canada got the Olympics. Everything fell into place because everything started to become Canadian-centric. We had Weekend. We had all these guys. That's it. And then it falls in a place that we win the championship. And now Toronto's a place that you could go to Sri Lanka and say, you know, Toronto? They're like, Toronto, Canada?
Yeah.
They know that now because of everything falling into place in one. Everything's a movement. Everything falls into one place.
No, they can see it now.
I won't lie. The only thing that's going to fuck up our progress is this fucking lockdown.
Yeah.
Let's not get into that. But let's wrap it up, though.
It started with COVID, it ends with COVID. You know what I'm saying?
Let's get y'all social medias and stuff like that and let the people know where to find collectively and like individually music.
And NaturallyBornStrangers.com. That's the website for all of us.
Yep.
Individually, go ahead, Richie. What you got?
At Rich Kid Beats, RichKidDBeats.
Okay. And that's for the Instagram and shit.
Yeah, for everything.
Well, you don't got Twitter, man, right?
Yeah,
Free Rich's Twitter, please.
Free Rich's Twitter, the fucking
like that and retweet it. Like and retweet that all night.
And Tona, let's get your socials and stuff.
At Big Tona, BigTona, except for the fucking Twitter, which I don't even use often.
You guys are missing.
I couldn't get that often, man. Like, I tried to reclaim the name, some other nigga had it. I was like, yo, go on with it, because I don't even use like Twitter like that, man. But it's Isotona on Twitter, but otherwise, it's just Big Tona everywhere else, man.
Instagram is the Legend A Bomb. On Instagram, I don't post anymore, but I'm on my stories every once a decade. So if you see me on there, you see me on there. Twitter, hit me up. My name is Super Goofy, so I can't even repeat it. But yeah, find me. Hit me up, AdamBomb.ca or NaturallyBornStrangers.com. You'll find all of our links there.
Dope. Thank you, gentlemen. Thank you,
man. Blessings.
PK Herc, let the people know where to find you.
It's me.
Let's see.
PK Herc, that's where you can find me. On the block, big up! Thank you guys for coming through, and episode 219
in the
vault. We got triple two-time, many-time alumni on the show here, so this is crazy. So it was a good episode, and big up yourself, Toronto.
Scene. Gutsy got a mic over there. Got my guts.
Gutsy on all social media platforms. You can see me on Six Views Uncut every Monday. You don't know.
Until episode 50. Easy.
Gucci Gooch, hot my Gooch.
You can find me on my personal page, Gucci416, and my business page, Clear Star Studio 6.
Gucci is really Gucci'd out, bro. He has this shit on him. Like, yo, stop playing with him, man.
Yo, this
stop
is not playing with him.
Yo, Gucci cam. We have a Gucci cam, bro.
Yo.
Hit me up on all my socials, Friday Ricky Dredd, that's D-R-E-D. Make sure to hit us up on Instagram, We Love Hip Hop Network. Twitter, We Love Hip Hop T-O. We on TikTok as well. Zaylink, make sure to hit up Zaylink on Instagram, Zaylink. And send us your emails if you have any intimate questions. Privacy is respected. That's Zaylinks, Z-A-E, links, at gmail.com. My bad. And for Six Views, Six Views T.O. on Instagram as well as on Twitter. Scene. And the hub for all things We Love Hip Hop, welovehiphop.ca. Naka.
Naka.
I'm going to take y'all out with a track by the gentleman we were just talking about, Belly. The track is called If You Know, You Know. Salute to Belly. AKA Rebellious.
The idea of you was my own reflection of distorted perception. The theory of your ether rests inside my misdirection. Missing signs of red flags until you, you end up on a mission. Red, 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 red. Just a
break. When I was young, I made myself a promise. I said only trust yourself, nobody else is honest. Pay me dollars, not homage, I'm sick of being modest. Ironic, blessings came from something so demonic. I got a million in diamonds inside the ultrasonic. The flow iconic, still I'm so neurotic. I treat my product like narcotics, it's economics. Every stream like a fiend, I wanna try to chronic. Big dipper, still tipping out of town strippers. I bet these hoes go down quicker than brown liquor. In my city at night, watching the lights flicker. I'm getting high in the sky villa, my eyes swell up. I'm telling time on the sky dweller. I keep my heart in the wine cellar, I try to tell her.